direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We have about 20 minutes to spend together, so if it's on your mind, be quick about it. But do call 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. The only voting we're willing to talk about is the voting on the world's worst hit records. That continues until the night before Thanksgiving. We play them back Thanksgiving night, yes, because it's a night of turkeys. And the deal is you can vote as often as you like, but only once for an individual song. All the records have to be is hits. Don't care about the genre, don't care about the decades, but they have to be bona fide hits. And of course, you got to hate them. And the fun of this, and it's for whatever reason, it's the most requested feature in the middle of the year. People, when's the world's worst hits coming up? Well, it always opens on Halloween because that's a night of horrors. But we do hits because they're laughing all the way to the bank, and it's fine to make fun of people who are doing very well with it. We wouldn't beat up on the sad guys who tried their best and put their heart and soul into it and got nothing. Yeah. And there's a lot of that. All right. So a number of stories, and there were a couple things I wanted to mention. Yeah, right. And now I've been sitting here for a while, and I've forgotten about most of them. But it was the Super Beaver Moon this morning. And I don't know if you were up looking at it, but it would have been about 7:20 this morning. And John had asked me, what's the Super Beaver Moon? And, well, it's a moon that's lighter and brighter than usual, and apparently Native American colonial peoples named it because it signaled the time of year when beavers were busy preparing for winter, and when trappers were setting traps for said beavers before the rivers froze. It's also notable because it is allegedly the biggest and brightest supermoon of the year, so maybe you caught it, and maybe it's a nice night tonight, and you'll still probably catch it. They say it's 30% brighter and 14% larger than other moons. But of course, part of that is what's going on in the skies at the given moment. So we got that. We also have tonight's edition of 2020, which we'll get to as well. And we've got Bob on board. Bob gives me the best links. He really does. And so many of those. And we'll talk about some of them if we get to that tonight. If not, we'll talk about tomorrow night. But I was just reading a child bride will be executed unless you can raise $100,000. And when I saw that story, I thought, well, that's what GoFundMe is for. I don't know if that's active in Iran, but we'll get you details on that as well. So we'll talk about your turkeys. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll hear some 2020 news. And one request, and that was Tubby's, coming up next right here on WGN Radio.
The shadow late at night, an empty feeling creeps within my soul. I feel so lonely, so I go into the darkness of the night. Until I find someone who is just like me, looking for some company. Children of the night, at night. A restless feeling takes control of me, and I can't fight it. Late at night.
WGN Radio, I'm Holly James. And yes, it is the Stylistics, 1972, Children of the Night. If you've got it on a cassette, it's from Stylistics 2. If you've got it on an album, it's from Round 2. But either way, it was Tubby's request and happy to play it. Not you don't hear it very often, actually. And Linda Creed and Tom Bell wrote that, and it was recorded at Sigma Sound. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, turkeys, anyone? All right, Fran. Fran is going to add to the list. All right, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
I like that song you just played. I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, it's a little different and kind of moody for them. And what I find fascinating is this album, if you have it on vinyl, it's Round 2. But if you have it on cassette, it's Stylistics 2. But it's the same album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have got some more turkeys. Some of them are perennial turkeys. Having my baby.
Oh, but of course. Now, let me, I got to get out the official list here. So I'm.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Yes. Paul Anka and Odia Coates.
All right. Yeah. Still, having my baby.
All right. What else?
And kind of in the same vein, Never Been to Me.
Oh, God, no. I hope it doesn't make the top 10, because I really don't want to play any of it.
Oh, that's the bad part of it. It's like, well, the thing is, though, we have to hear them.
But not long, just little snippets.
Not long,
Very little snippets.
And right. And, let's see, I already did Achy Breaky.
Yes.
And Feelings, I think I did that.
Yes, you did. I've got that on the list.
Okay.
And Loving You. Got that, too.
Loving You. Okay. Surfing Bird.
Oh, okay. So, The Trash Men.
All right. Hey, yeah.
Surfing Bird. All right. Well, what else do you have to do in
Milton? And the Way We Were.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, that is pretty awful. Well, those are they're very inspired choices. And again, for individuals who are also saying, God, I hate that too, you have to second it because it's a cumulative total. So by all means. So, yes.
Oh, and Patches. Not the Dickie Lee Patches.
Okay, so the Dickie Lee Patches is the one you don't like or do like?
Don't like.
Okay, so yes, Down by the river that flows by the coal yard stands wooden houses with shutters torn down. Mm-hmm. That one, yeah, okay.
The down.
Yeah. There lives a girl, you know, everybody calls Patches.
I still
Patches,
remember
my
all
darling,
the words,
all,
too.
Yeah, old shanty town.
Shanty town.
Yeah, right, exactly. Dickie Lee. All right. Yeah. All right.
So.
Excellent.
And that's all for now. I know I have more. John one time said, are you going to vote for the whole catalog? I said, probably.
Right. Why not? Absolutely. So
why not?
So I'm still writing them all. Make sure I get Barbara Streisand for The Way We Were. Yeah. All right. All accounted for.
Okay.
All thanks. Right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Right. Bye.
So with that in mind, let's find out Karen's going to add to the list. That'll be a lot of fun. So Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, I'm glad to hear you back.
Thank you.
From your vacation.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, this is not a pickup line. I always wanted to be Japanese and taped my eyes till I was 12 years old because I had Japanese on both sides of the family.
Uh-huh.
So all I want to say is, you know, this isn't a pickup. I just wanted to know if Naoto knew what I meant when I said Watakushiwa anato ashite imasu, and he was right. He knew what I meant.
All right.
So, with that being a little story, I miss everybody, and I want to add to the I will take Achy Breaky.
Good, excellent.
I hate that.
With that and preamble, I was expecting Turning Japanese. All right.
No, I just don't want him to think I'm, picking him up.
Oh,
I just wanted to see if he knew it, you know.
All right.
And Norman. I hate that.
Oh, okay. Sue Thompson. All right.
Yeah.
Yes, Norman. All right.
Sad movies I'll leave out. That's okay. It's that Norman.
All right.
And then the other one, and I love that song by Stylistics.
Oh, good.
Too. That was, I got that album.
All right.
Probably round two. And Knock Three Times on the Ceiling if you want.
Okay, Dawn.
I don't like that.
All right, Dawn. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And that's it for now. I just wanted to say hi to everyone.
Good.
Check in.
Glad to hear from you. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'll call again.
I'll count
Thank
on
you.
It. Thanks. Appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So before we get to James and we were to Jim in Richmond. Jim is in Richmond. Before we get there, time for a 2020 news tonight. See what's happening in the world in 90 seconds.
Brazil's Bossa Nostra bloodbath, plus laptop lands plane and teenage cased land. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 news. Mehmet on Rio, completely copa bananas as a cavalcade of cops comes crashing into a crime-controlled corner of Carioca land. Rio manned with a mighty show of men in blue, a force of 2,500 fuzz in all, carrying out a killing spree against a diabolical drug gang. Bodies everywhere, lined up on a blood-soaked boulevard, more than 100 suspects slain in all. The narco-terrorist takedown, the deadliest in Brazil's history, but the brass there admits it failed to capture the cartel kingpin it was casing. Mile High Meltdown. A high-flying headache hit a major international jet when a man's powered-on laptop slipped behind the cabin wall and into the cargo hold mid-flight, forcing a rerouting U-turn over Boston en route from Washington, D.C. to Rome. The sober squadron aboard knew lithium battery risks, but the pilot didn't wait around. We can't see it. We don't know the status. When your laptop's got more cabin access than you, maybe it's time to stop clicking save and start gluing down that tray table. My three sons of a gun. You're 16, you're booty full, and you're swine. A trio of teen terrors in the land of the Lock and Load Hall of Fame, marauding after midnight in the middle of the misspent by the lake. The baby bad boys broke records, breaking into 37 cars in Cleveland in a five-hour frenzy, hot-wired a couple of them, and let loose with an assault weapon, too. The toll of torment, terrible on the town, but these natural-born thrillers are now chillin' in custody, cops say, as their bohemian rap sheet grows along with their inane clown posse infamy. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
All right, so there it is. Now, I had to look it up while we were talking because I know Kevin Gershon, who is heading this effort, says all of these stories are true. And I thought, you can't possibly tell me that a laptop fell through a cabin wall into the cargo hold, but it did. This is a true story. Yes, pilots decided to return to Washington Dulles as a safety precaution. It's a trip to Rome. How is that possible? All right, yeah. How can anything make it from the cabin wall into the cargo hold? See, that's more concerning to me than anything else in this story. And apparently the device was in an inaccessible area. Well, not too inaccessible. It fell into it without a fire suppression system. And obviously what they were concerned about was the lithium batteries because they have been known to explode. And there are interesting things about that. So the passenger drops a laptop. How? All right, I don't know. All right, that part of the story I haven't seen, but thanks to Kevin and Steve for putting that together for me. Now, I got to find out more about that. With that in mind, we'll find out what Jim in Richmond has on his request. So what's going on, Jim?
First off, I'm not going to be long. I want to thank Linda and Tubby for their prayers.
Yeah.
And number two, could you play Don't Let the Old Man In for me?
Maybe. Okay. That's where I'll go with that. Maybe. But I know the song, and I absolutely. But, yeah, I think I did once before, didn't I?
Right. But
yeah.
It's been a long day today.
All right.
And I really need it.
Well, it won't be today.
Another time.
Yeah, it won't be today no matter what. But I'll
right.
write it on the list, and we'll see where we go. All right.
Okay.
Good deal. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
and I
it.
Hope you have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thanks. Good deal. So 888-876-5593. Although I shouldn't be giving out the number because I've got about 7 full minutes here and we're going to get a couple votes, I do believe. Brian and Seneca. All right. Brian, welcome to WGN Radio.
Glad to be back, Raleigh. My nomination, if I could get away with it, would be the entire Bo Brummel's discography.
No, you have to pick one.
Yeah, so I went ahead with Laugh Laugh because it's the one you most hear and the one that makes you most want to clean your ears out with a Craftsman electric drill.
All right, very good. Bo Brummel's it is.
And although I'm not allowed to vote against songs, according to the producer, I would like to request The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand, Tomorrow Be Fine.
Oh, God. Between that and The Old Man In, do I have to hear this show? All right.
Well, unlike the movie, that's actually one of the few songs where Barbara Streisand actually sings like Barbara Streisand instead of some woman who thinks she's Barbara Streisand.
All right. I'll consider this. What else you got?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Any other suggestions?
Nothing right now. One more caller, maybe.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, yep, so the Bo Brummels. That was Tom Donahue and at KYA. They put a little record label together and signed the Bo Brummels, who were from the Bay Area, not from Great Britain, although with that name they were trying. And Laugh Laugh's a pretty big hit. And Just a Little was the follow-up. So, all right, let's see what we have to say from Gary in Austin. All right, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Riley, I hope those requests are up against news breaks so I can, take out the trash or go get the mail or something.
I know.
That'll give me an extra 2 minutes to do it.
Painful, painful. Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't think they dislike me and want to torture me, but they got to know when they're saying it that these are things I'm going to hate.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot stand those songs. There was a song you played last night right at the end, The Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I really love that song. And
Evil.
I thought the name of it was something else. So
no, it's Evil.
You played
it's,
that one last. Yeah. Evil, yeah. Somehow I thought it was Columbus Story or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, Evil, and it was a 45. Not only an album cut, but the Columbia put it out as a 45. Yeah. Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad you liked it.
I heard it. But yeah, my votes are Joy to the World.
Yes, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Okay,
yeah. I could put the whole Three Dog Night discography on there, but I won't.
All right, yeah, right. Well, one at a time. Yeah, you're welcome to nominate them all.
I will. Well, I'll put Mama Told Me Not to Come down there just for that, and then A Horse with No Name.
Oh yes,
yeah. And I'll add my vote for Achy Breaky Heart and Where's the Playground Susie that Lisa mentioned yesterday. I'd forgotten how bad that song was until you played a little snippet of it yesterday. So,
yeah. Yeah, that was. After Mama Told Me Not to Come and before seconding Achy Breaky Heart and Glenn Campbell, you nominated something else and I didn't write it down. What is it?
Joy to the World.
No, I got that one. Joy to the World, then Mama Told Me Not to Come, then something else.
What was it? A Horse with No Name.
Right, that was it. Of course, America. All right, yeah, oh boy. There's so many from America, really.
No Name.
Their version of Muskrat Love, but yes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'd rather hear Hamster Love myself, but that's just...
Well, absolutely, I'm with you on that. But I guess America's version wasn't too big a hit, but A Horse with No Name was absolutely ubiquitous for reasons none of us can fathom.
Yeah, you know we're still wondering to this day, 53 years later, why.
Right, exactly. You know? And I don't think it was a Payola record, because that explains so much, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't. But, when it is, I kind of feel okay, because it's like, well, at least there's a reason. But no, this cropped up on its own with no other help.
And I actually know people who like it, so, you
I know. That's the time to kind of lose the phone numbers.
Yeah. Well, some of them aren't around anymore, so they've gone under the next plane.
That's right. On a horse with no name, no doubt. All right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
For that.
Appreciate
it. Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye. So we have 3 big hours tomorrow night to talk about whatever's on your mind, and I've got 3 hours worth of stories courtesy of Bob, but we were actually talking off the air about the story from Iran where a child bride faces execution. Here was the deal. Married off at 12, almost died at childbirth at 13. Then after reportedly enduring years of physical abuse, she caught her husband beating her 5-year-old son. son, and she called for help. And anyway, they wound up killing him. And so the deal is she was sentenced to death, but in Iran, you can buy your way out of that. In this case, the country is saying that she has to raise $100,000 in blood money by next month or face execution. She's not the only one who's gone this way either, and it looks like she will. The capper, the part that I thought was the absolute worst, is even if she raises the money, she doesn't get to see her son. Her husband's family is raising him. All righty then. Yeah, and you thought you had troubles with our government. All right, we'll spare you all of those stories. Continue to vote on the world's worst hit records and whatever's on your mind 21 hours from now. Until then, that is a wrap. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air and all those wonderful stories. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. We'll do it again tomorrow night on WGN Radio.